At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 5. Those who mock the poor insult their maker. Those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will be punished. Every society has poor people, and Jesus affirmed that that would always be the case. But that doesn't mean that we should be unconcerned for the poor. The Bible encourages us to take their needs seriously and to do everything we can to support them. Leviticus gave some very practical advice. When you harvest the crops of your land, do not harvest the grain along the edges of your fields, and do not pick up what the harvesters drop. It's the same with your grape crop. Do not strip every last bunch of grapes from the vines, and do not pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. Leave them for the poor and the foreigners living among you. I am the Lord your God. That was from Leviticus chapter 19. Today's verse is particularly concerned about those who look down on the poor and even mock them. This isn't merely rude, but an insult to God, who will ensure that those who rejoice at the misfortune of others are punished. We're commanded to show respect to the poor for the simple reason that they, like us, have been made in the image of God. They have infinite worth and are loved by God just as we are. God has given us all a responsibility to care for the poor. We may be able to give specific financial or other practical help direct to individuals that we know. There are also many organisations that we can support, from food banks and debt advice services to charities that work in developing countries, many of which face horrifying levels of poverty. There is action that all of us can take. And because of our love for a God who cares passionately for all, we need to find our way of responding. So let me ask you a question. How can you support people in poverty in your own community? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for those times when we have overlooked the needs of the poor. Please show us what we can do to help. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
From now until the end of December, tune in to Premier Christmas Radio and experience the hope, peace, love and joy that only the sounds of Christmas can bring. Enjoy hours of Christmas music, classic carols and festive favourites. Listen now on the Premier Plus app or your smart speaker. Premier Christmas Radio, the real sound of Christmas, in association with Open Doors.